To the public, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries is doing a good job. But inside the agency, there are problems that date back to the former director, his deputy, and agency divisions. Poor communication and leadership, lack of transparency, and a troubled work culture, according to the report. In responding to JLARC investigators, female employees said they were less likely to be treated fairly and were not happy with opportunities for career advancement. Here's JLARC Senior Associate Director Justin Brown.
And similarly, but to an even greater degree, there was a sizable difference between how white employees and black employees responded to certain questions. Black employees were less likely to perceive being treated fairly, be satisfied with their relationships and their coworkers, and there's a pretty big gap there in terms of general satisfaction with the work culture.
The agency employs 420 people. Nearly 92% are white and just 23% are women. Earlier this year, as JLARC was investigating for its report, the agency hired a new director, Ryan Brown, who's already begun to fix some of the agency's problems.
DGIF is an agency that is funded largely by dollars that we generate ourselves rather than direct tax dollars from the state general fund. And so I think it's critical to this agency's future that we, first of all, resemble the outside world of Virginia in terms of our workforce, and secondly, reach all Virginians of all types and backgrounds.
Last week, Ryan hired attorney and diversity specialist George Braxton to head a new Office of Diversity and Inclusion. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.